Hello and welcome to another episode of Clutch Football from Serving Up Clutch. I'm James Martin. We're back after a little break for the international fixtures. Unlike those in charge, we recognise the importance of rest and recuperation in this jam-packed season. Fabio, are you feeling suitably refreshed?
I definitely am.
Brilliant. As ever, we got three games for you this week. We'll be discussing Spurs against Manchester City, Liverpool versus Leicester, and Burnley versus Crystal Palace. But first, sorry about this, Fabio. We do have to do a quick roundup of last time out. How did you get on?
I have a feeling you know how I got on. not my best week. So we'll start with Everton against United. That was a car crash for me. I went double chance Everton or draw at 4-7. So pretty low odds on this one. Obviously, that didn't happen. And for my wild card, I went Calvert-Lewin to score and Everton to win. So nothing there.
Yeah, unlucky there. I went against you and Joel there. You were both sort of leaning in that kind of direction, but I had some success on my wild card here. United half-time, full-time, ended up landing pretty comfortably, and that was at 3-1. I think I backed Calvert-Lewin on the value, so nothing there, but a 3-1 winner in the wild cards. I suppose next up is Liverpool City. Less good for me here. It was always going to be a tough one to call. In the end, both sides kind of cancelled each other out. Over 3.5 goals was looking good for a while, but I mean, I certainly wasn't complaining when De Bruyne missed the penalty and the game was a bit flat after that. And then Liverpool minus one was always a big long shot. So no joy for me there. How did you get on with that game?
Well, it looked like it could go my way to begin with. Very open game at the start. It did settle down, like you said. I went for Jota anytime goal scorer, 11-5, and Cancelo to score, 11-1. If anything, that was probably the closest to go into some good positions, but no luck again.
Yeah, and a bit unlucky there that Klopp decided to start Jota out on the right. He didn't look hugely effective from over on that flank. He put some work in, but wasn't a huge attacking threat at any stage. And then the last game was Leicester against Wolves. What did you do in that one?
I went for two more goal scorers, Jimenez at 7-4 and Pedence at 7-2. And again, neither of them scored, so no luck for me.
Oh, tough week. I got one out of two here. I backed just to value Leicester to win. Very simple, 13-10. That came in. My wildcard was hampered quite a bit because Barnes didn't start and I was tipping him to score. He actually looked lively when he came on, but no joy there. And then just to finish off the roundup, overall wildcard, I went a bit rogue. I went for Chelsea 1, Sheffield United 1. Sheffield United did take the lead, so it was looking promising for a little while. But as you predicted, Chelsea were ultimately quite comfortable. So not even close there, really. What about you?
Yeah, that was one thing I did get right. I went for an ambitious five-fold accumulator at 20-1. 3 out of 5. It's not great. Southampton to beat Newcastle. Tottenham and Chelsea both to win was always likely. Brighton against Burnley, 0-0. And we've already talked about Everton. I backed them.
Yeah, fair enough. It's always a risk in a five-fold, isn't it, that something's going to let you down somewhere along the way?
Yeah. Not the worst, but obviously nothing came off, so not a great week.
I think Joel came pretty close with his London teams-based accumulator, but then right towards the end of the week, Aston Villa absolutely pummeled Arsenal, which I think threw him a bit off course.
Yeah, he did really well by calling Crystal Palace to win. We both had our doubts on that one.
Yeah, so overall, not our best week, but a couple of decent winners in there. Right, so let's get going this week. We'll start off with Spurs against Manchester City. What's your value here?
I've gone for both teams to score at 4-7. Very low odds on this one, but I think it's about as safe as you can get, really. Tottenham don't really keep many clean sheets. They always look vulnerable to conceding, and Manchester City pretty much score every game. So I think from that side, it looks likely. And then from the other, Manchester City haven't been that great defensively. They play a very high line, and that will suit Tottenham down to the ground. So I think both teams to score looks good.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily disagreeing, but it's quite interesting when you look at my value, which is, it's not contradictory, but it's not hugely compatible. I've gone with under 2.5 goals at 6-5. So just thinking that Spurs laboured to that 1-0 win over West Brom in the last round of fixtures, And City's game with Liverpool also came in under 2.5 goals. Mourinho, of course, he has that reputation, doesn't he? He has that kind of disciplined defensive sides. And for whatever reason, although you say City score most games, which is true, they haven't really started firing yet. So often they're getting one or two goals rather than the kind of routes they were prone to in more recent campaigns. So, I could see that coming in. I haven't gone for a specific score, but, you know, either a low-scoring draw or a 1-0 either way would see that come in.
Yeah, I can definitely see where you're coming from. And although I think both teams will score, I can't see this having loads and loads of goals. Yeah, I think a low-scoring draw seems about right.
Fair enough. What about your wild card?
That's why I've backed a draw at 3-1. Manchester City don't look convincing right now. Tottenham have fared quite well against the big sides. I think Mourinho is suited to playing them. And I think he's got Guardiola figured out here. I think a draw looks likely.
Yeah, I don't mind that. That's reasonable odds just for a straight-up draw. I've somewhat reluctantly been forced into a massive punt on my wild card. I wanted to just pick Son to score, but any time market, that was 13-5, which is obviously slightly below our 3-1 wild card threshold. So I've ended up backing Son to score 2+ at 22-1. The logic is fairly similar to what you were discussing on the value, in the sense that City play that quite a high line. And Kane's been having so much fun this season with those kind of flick balls over the top, which Son's been chasing on to. And if that pattern continues, and certainly if City don't wise up to it before this game, then, yeah, I mean, this could come in. I'm aware it's a long shot and very nearly contradictory to my value tip, unless Spurs win 2-0. But, I mean, as a punt, I don't mind it. I'd rather have gone one goal, but he could score two.
I'm not going to slate you for this, having tipped Son to score 2+ previously. Manchester City's high line should play into their hands, and Son's going to be the one making the runs in behind all the time. As you mentioned, Kane's supply has been really good this season, so that could definitely come off. 22-1's great odds.
Yeah, following in your footsteps with a Son brace tip there. but that rounds us off for the Spurs game. Next up, we have Liverpool against Leicester. I won't lie, I'm actually quite worried for Liverpool's remarkable home record here. It's very possible that the entire first-choice back line will be out. Gomez and Van Dijk are both now obviously out for the best part of the season. I can't really decide whether Pickford or the fixture scheduling is the more reckless, but for those reasons combined, we're without our first-choice centre-half pairing. Trent's definitely out for another couple of weeks, and Robbo picked up a minor issue with Scotland. The hope is he might be back, but either way, it's not looking great. And Leicester really hit some form before the international break too. But I am stopping slightly short of backing Liverpool to lose, just because when you look at that home record, can you really call it value to back against Liverpool at home? Not really. So I've gone with Vardy anytime scorer at 23-20. He's always a likely source of their goals. He's got a reasonable record versus Liverpool, so it seems decent.
Yeah, I agree with your line of thinking. In terms of Liverpool's defensive injuries, I think Leicester definitely have a good shot here. But your home record is very good, so I've also stopped short of predicting Leicester to win. I've gone for both teams to score at 8-15, again low odds. Just like Manchester City, Liverpool score pretty much every game, and Leicester's defence hasn't been amazing. And we've already talked about Liverpool's defence and how many injuries they have. And aside from the injuries, Liverpool's defence hasn't been great either. So both teams to score looks good.
Yep. Yeah, I like that more than I liked your both teams to score tip in the other one, to be honest. I think that's overwhelmingly likely to come in. I might be eating my words, but I'd be very surprised.
Great to hear.
And do you want to go with your wild card?
Yeah. So again, on the theme of Leicester scoring, I've gone for your tip from last week, Harvey Barnes anytime scorer at 3-1. Hopefully he starts this time. But even if he doesn't, he does look very good. He's exciting in attack. I think he is the most likely to score for Leicester besides Vardy. Him and Vardy have linked up well before. So yeah, I think Leicester will score probably more than once. So I like Barnes at 3-1.
Yep, and arguably a better tip than it was last week as well, to be fair, just because Liverpool, a team you can counter-attack more than Wolves. I do think our back line will be slightly deeper with all the changes, just because when we don't have that kind of fairly solid unit, we do tend to just drop back a little bit. But nonetheless, there'll be room to break on the counter, which is what Leicester love. And Barnes could easily be one of those ones running in behind. similar-ish theme again, just trying to give Leicester credit as much as I can without tipping them for the win. I've gone for Leicester to be winning at half time at 3-1 to give Liverpool some time to come back into it. Yeah, as I say, I'm just not betting against that home record, but it's a stab in the dark in some ways. But with that likely inexperienced back line, it could be the case that Leicester get some joy early on before Liverpool come back at them in the second half. So, yeah, I mean, I didn't have the best of times picking a wild card here, but it's fairly plausible.
I love a reluctance to go against your own team. But in fairness, I've also shied away from tipping Liverpool to lose. So, yeah, it's not a bad tip.
Oh, a fun fact for you, by the way. I don't know if you saw this, but the longest ever hypothetical unbeaten run came to an end last weekend when Mark Lawrenson finally tipped Liverpool to lose in his BBC predictions. It's been a run of something like 100 games now, but he tipped City to win last week. So there you go. But yeah, in general, I'm with him. Most of the time, you shouldn't be backing Liverpool to lose. So fair play to him. I respect the loyalty and I'm staying loyal as well. Shall we move on to Burnley against Palace?
Yeah.
All right then. I've gone with a value of both teams to score no at 4-5. So the direct opposite of your two previous value tips. I just really struggle to see a scenario where both of these sides score. Neither are exactly the most proactive. Even if one of them finds themselves behind, there's really not been that much evidence to suggest it will make them come forward much more. It's surely going to be a cagey affair, with the likely result being a narrow 1-0 or perhaps 2-0 either way. That's how I see it going anyway.
Yeah, this might be a first, but I think I prefer your tip to mine, to be honest. I've gone for the same sort of thing, under 2.5 goals, but the odds are quite a bit lower at 8-13. Exactly the same thing you said. This could easily be a 0-0, to be honest. Burnley and Crystal Palace are just two sides you always look at for low-scoring games, and I think both of them would be reasonably content with a point.
Yeah, I did have a look at the over-under, but as you say, it's quite hard to get reasonable odds there. It seems like the bookie's thinking fairly aligned with ours on this one. But yeah, that's still a reasonable tip, better than 1-2. So yeah, not bad. For my wild card, again, staying on these similar lines, I've gone Palace to win to nil, which is at 10-3. This was pretty much a coin flip. And again, the bookies agree with that because both teams are 10-3 to win to nil. So, you know, a 1-0 or 2-0, whatever, either way. But I mean, looking at the two teams, Palace have started the season better. And even though Hodgson is reluctant to let them loose, they do have the more potent attack. So just on that basis, if I have to pick someone to win to nil, I thought Palace, and I think that's reasonable value.
Yeah, again, I agree with you here. If I had to go either way, I'd go for Crystal Palace. But I haven't gone either way. I've gone for Crets score 0-0 at 7-1. I can just see this being one of those games where there's just not too many chances. As you said, Crystal Palace are reluctant to go all out and attack. Burnley are much the same. I think the most likely method of scoring is probably Palace on the counter. But Burnley play with a deep defensive line, so 0-0 could definitely come off.
Yeah, I think that's probably overpriced at 7-1. On the flip side of that, you do have the fact that we've had maybe one 0-0 all season, so arguably that makes it seem more like it's underpriced. But as you say, these style of plays from these two teams, if there's ever going to be a 0-0, it's probably right now. So yeah, I don't mind that at all. Shall we move on to the overall wild cards?
Yep.
Okay, so I've actually gone back to the Liverpool game. I know we generally try and move elsewhere, but I just like this tip too much to ignore it. I've gone with draw and over 2.5 goals at 8-1. If you recall, this is the same tip that won the other week in Chelsea's 3-3 against Southampton. And to be honest, I'm going with similar logic. Two teams with very potent attacks and varying degrees of defensive absences to deal with. So it seems like reasonable odds where something like a 2-2 or a 3-3 could easily happen.
Yeah, I like that. Considering how high the odds are, I think over 2.5 goals is very likely. So it's just a matter of a draw. And this is one where I can see Leicester getting something. For mine, I've gone for a fourfold accumulator this week. I think it looks a bit safer on paper than last year. Felt that last year.
Yeah, bloody internationals.
I've gone with Chelsea to beat Newcastle. I think the individual odds are like 1-2 for that one. I think that looks very good. Manchester United to beat West Brom, again, should be straightforward enough. Everton to beat Fulham, Everton away from home, and Fulham have just won their first game, but still I have confidence in Everton to pick up a little bit. And lastly, the highest odds are for Aston Villa to beat Brighton. We've both made the mistake of backing Brighton too many times. They let me down with the accumulator last week. This time I'm going against them. And Aston Villa have been very good this season.
Yeah, well, don't mind that. I agree. It probably looks slightly safer than last week, in as much as a fourfold can never be safe. I agree as well that the Aston Villa one probably stands out as the biggest punt in there. But we had to stop backing Brighton at some point, so why not this week? We've probably cursed them into a win now, but if we have, then I'm happy for Graham Potter. So it's a win-win, really. Yeah, I don't mind that at all.
I should mention the odds on this one. It comes in at 8-1, so just about makes the wildcard cut.
Okay, yeah, we're both scraping into wildcard territory this week. Maybe a bit cautious after last week's fiasco overall. Right, I think that rounds up the regular section, so I'll hand over to you for our fan team player matchups.
So, the fan team section, fan team player matchups is basically a set of head-to-head contests where fantasy points decide the winner. Each week you can make your own accumulator. You can sign up and have a go yourself with our link, that'll be on Twitter. James and I will be discussing three matchups each week and keeping a season-long tally to keep things interesting. Last week, we had Bruno Fernandes against Mo Salah. We both went for Salah. I mentioned that Salah was more likely to score from open play, and Fernandes scored twice from open play. I really need to stop mentioning these little opinions because they keep getting proven wrong.
I mean, the podcast might be a bit boring if you stop mentioning your opinions, to be fair.
Yeah, so no luck for us there. Next one was Timo Werner against Harry Kane. We both picked Kane and just about got it. Kane edged it by 1 point. Each of them scored, but Kane completed the 90. Werner went off with 4 minutes to go, so an extra point for Kane. And lastly, an interesting one, Phil Foden against Riyad Mahrez. We both picked Foden, who didn't start. He was set to come on late with about 10 minutes to go, and then he was told to sit back down, so he didn't come on. But we both got it right with Foden because Mahrez wasn't even in the squad and Foden had the asterisk, so he wins on a technicality.
Get in. My favourite kind of victory, that, a technicality. Also, can I just say before we dive in this week, it was my idea to do a season-long tally to keep things interesting. I'm regretting it already because it's just going horribly for me.
I'm loving it. After that, I'm leading 6-3. First up this week, we've got two Chelsea players, Hakim Ziyech against Tammy Abraham. What way do you see this one going?
I'm pretty sure we'll have the same pick here, which won't help me catch up, but I have to go with my gut, and that's firmly saying Ziyech. He's more likely to start. He's on great form. Set pieces might be important against the defensive Newcastle line. And he has the asterisk, so for me, it all points in his favour here.
Yeah, I completely agree here. It's 50-50 whether Abraham even starts. Ziyech's been in fantastic form. He's been really involved so far. I'd be surprised if he wasn't involved in a goal we score. So yeah, it's an easy one. The asterisk only makes it easier, so Ziyech for me. Our next one is Raul Jimenez against Ollie Watkins. I've gone for Watkins here. Jimenez is up against Southampton, who I think, I could be wrong, but they've kept the most clean sheets in the league so far. If they haven't, I think they're up there anyway. Aston Villa have looked quite good in attack, especially against Arsenal and Liverpool, whereas Wolves haven't been scoring too many goals. Jimenez is still the main man, but I'd fancy Aston Villa to outscore Wolves, so Watkins for me.
See, I was actually going to go Watkins, but screw it, I'll go Jimenez. I'm glad you went first because I can just pick the one you didn't pick. I'm not just being contrarian for the sake of catching up. I do think this is a bit of a toss-up. As you say, Wolves probably not scoring as freely as you'd like, but Jimenez is the talisman at Wolves, So if they do get a goal or two, he's a likely source. He has the asterisk, I think, in this matchup, so that works in his favour. Southampton, whilst they may have that clean sheet stat in their favour, when they do concede, it's often a two or three that they are known for being quite open with that high line. I think Hasenhüttl's got a handle on it a bit since the early games of the season. But the point still stands that they do have that kind of performance in them where everything's just a bit too open. So, yeah, I'll take the risk and go with Jimenez here.
Fair enough. I think this one's probably the hardest one to call from the three. So, yeah. Lastly, we've got Calvert-Lewin against Aubameyang. I've gone for Calvert-Lewin. He's up against Fulham. Pretty much just back whoever's playing Fulham so far this season. The defence hasn't been at all solid. Calvert-Lewin's been in great form, whereas Aubameyang has really not in front of goal. He's still playing out wide. So yeah, Calvert-Lewin looks like the obvious pick here.
Yep, no late switch from me on this one. I'm also going to stick with Calvert-Lewin. Both of these strikers are against newly promoted teams, and neither Leeds nor Fulham have looked hugely defensively secure. But yeah, I mean, it's unfair to really compare Fulham and Leeds. Fulham have started by far the worse of the two, and Calvert-Lewin has started by far the better of these two strikers. I mean, Aubameyang is the better striker, but he's not even playing up front, as you mentioned. So yeah, particularly with the asterisks, I'll go with Calvert-Lewin, who is really on form.
Lovely. That just about wraps it up then.
Perfect. Thanks for that, Fabio. And that brings us to the end of another show. Big thanks to all of our listeners. Remember to drop us a Twitter follow if you haven't already at Serving Up Clutch. In the meantime, thanks a lot for listening.